It is Friday, June 20th, 2014, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda, and joining me now is Becca Martin Brown, features editor, Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Guess what tomorrow is?
Saturday.
What else?
The 21st.
Yes. Keep going.
Summer solstice.
Yes.
Do I got to keep going? I'm running out of things.
And a perfect day for a party.
It's always a perfect day for a party.
Well, that's true. But it's a perfect day for a party at Crystal Bridges, built around the solstice and the SkySpace installation, The Way of Color.
Oh, what are they doing this year?
Well, they have this lovely piece of art, you know, which is based on light. And of course, the solstice is all about light and the changing of the season. Mm-hmm. But they're also going to have a site-specific musical performance that was commissioned by the Walton Arts Center.
Okay.
And composed by Steve Parker of Soundspace. It's called The Way of Timber.
Okay.
Sound Timber, T-I-M-B-R-E.
Mm-hmm.
That uses wind instruments, didgeridoos. Should be really fun and a new way to experience the SkySpace. But before that, earlier in the evening, kids can make art with bubbles and sound with PVC pipes and musical instruments. And then there's a collaboration with Downtown Bentonville's Notes at Night series to bring the Bentonville band The Airplanes,
to
play. And on top of all that, the Astronomical Society of Northwest Arkansas will set up telescopes for viewing the night sky.
That's lots of stuff.
It's all tomorrow and it's all
free.
Yes.
Excellent.
I love it. So in the spirit of free and cheap stuff,
yes,
we have some other things to suggest.
Okay.
Tonight is Third Friday.
In Rogers.
Downtown Rogers. It's A Taste of Summer.
Well,
so lots of focus
delicious.
On food. Riverfront Blues Festival is this weekend at Harry E. Kelly Park in Fort Smith. The headliner tonight is Blind Boy Paxton, and tomorrow night, Lil Ed and the Blues Imperials. It's $10 a day, kids 12 and younger, free with an adult. It's pretty cheap.
Mm-hmm.
There's a concert in the park tonight at 7 in Blanchmore Park in downtown Van Buren. Once a River Was Still on the Hill is tonight at 7 at Ozark Folkways near Winslow,
mm-hmm.
also free. And Arts Live Theater presents Charlotte's Web.
Oh.
I love that play.
Classic.
7 today, 2 and 7 tomorrow, and 2 on Sunday on their stage on Sang Avenue in Fayetteville, and it's $6 to $8.
Okay.
Saturday we have Marty the Balloon Man, part of the summer reading program at 10:30 at the Bella Vista Public Library. I tried so hard to learn to make balloon animals.
I probably haven't tried hard enough. I need to have
somebody
show me.
Apparently I haven't either because I can't do it. This one I love. 1 o'clock at the Bentonville Public Library tomorrow. Doctor Who, A Celebration of Science and Fiction.
I saw that. Is there any particular reason? Is it a special Doctor Who
day
or just... Okay.
Not that I'm aware of. You know, we're gearing up for the new Doctor.
Has it not happened yet?
No.
Okay.
No, the episodes haven't happened yet, I don't think.
Okay, I think I remember reading about the announcement, but I didn't know how close that was to the episodes.
No, I think they're supposed to start late summer, maybe.
Okay, that sounds right.
So you might as well plan ahead. Come dressed as your favorite doctor, villain, or companion.
Sure.
There's a birding basics class at 1 o'clock with Joe Neal at the Fayetteville Public Library.
Mm-hmm.
And on Sunday, my favorite place in the world, the Mountain Street Stage at the Fayetteville Public Library at 2 o'clock with Dave Baer. And Sidewalk Sunday with Trike Theater at the Walmart Museum in Bentonville from 2 to 5.
What is that?
They do anything you can do to play with kids. And since it's Trike, it'll
sure.
be theater related. They've had all sorts of like draw with chalk and just fun Sunday activities for kids at the Walmart Museum.
Very cool.
Oh, and by the way, if you missed it.
Yes.
Ron White was supposed to perform at the Walton Arts Center. 3 shows.
Was it 3?
Yes.
Okay.
Ron White is now doing 1 show.
At the Amp. It's
at 8 o'clock tomorrow. It's been moved. There's only 1 show. His wife, who is a singer and songwriter, will perform afterward, no additional cost. If you have tickets and you want refunds, you can get those up till showtime Saturday at the Amp box office.
Okay.
If you want new tickets, they are only available at the Amp box office. They're lawn seating and they're $28.
Okay.
So they tell me.
Okay. Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.